Happy Thursday, boys and girls. My name is Jeffrey Scott Mitchell, and today is like my Friday-ish, as I am off tomorrow, Friday, and I work Saturday, 5 days a week. I'm a flexible worker, as is defined in my HR policy work schedule. My position was created when I started working at this company. I was a contractor for 4 years because the permanent position, doing what I do, schedule flexibility, had not been created yet. Therefore, they created it for me. They brought me on permanent. Best job I ever had. Anyway, so I work Saturday and I'll take off tomorrow. And then Saturday I work at 7:30 in the morning, which basically kills Friday night somewhat, if you think about it sideways, kinda. But I was thinking, as I'm walking out here again, going, why the hell am I doing this? Why the hell am I doing this every damn day? Why do I look forward to doing it? Why do I get excited about getting on the scale or attacking the number? It is motivating. And it's a routine that I'm used to. So it's comfortable. I can just get out here, pretty much go on autopilot, and just go. I know what the job is. I know what needs to be done. It's familiarity. So I just go. Throwing the sauna suit. Just go. Start walking. There's a couple places every time during this walk where I see how far I have to go, or if I'm just starting out, or there's like a long stretch I can see, and it feels heavy. It feels heavy. Even though I've done it hundreds of times, every time kind of feels new. And I like that about me. Maybe for me, a lot of things I do, even though I do them repeatedly, feel new, like it's the first time I'm doing them. Maybe I'm tricking myself into doing that. Maybe I'm blessed to be able to have that ability. Maybe to experience life over and over and over, like it's new, is the goal, like a child. Everything is so fascinating, and alive and vibrant and encouraging and new and exciting. I also was thinking, this L.A. Maggot thing, what are we doing out here with the musicians and where we have our backyard jams? The level of musicianship. And I have to factor in the fact that it's funk. For me, I mean, you know, everything is about self. I'm 100% Jeffrey Scott Mitchell subjective. So the fact that I love funk, and this is happening, playing the music that I treasure, the music that I treasure being played by people who play the music that I treasure the right way. Right way. Purely Jeffrey Mitchell subjective again. The right way ends at the tip of my nose. The only thing that matters to is me. That's all that counts. That's all that counts. To be out here and to go through this, and we get together and have like the Charlie Lake backyard jam and Oldies jam, Sir Funk's jam, Danny Ritter's jam, Sir Raw had a jam. Bluefoot started all off years ago. I got maybe a couple dozen or so, if not more, funk jams recorded, some with fairly decent audio. Of course, they're backyard jams, so they're kind of raggedy as far as the playing, which I like. It's not completely orchestrated, it's not sanitized. There's people out there doing it, and every now and then they'll hit something or hit a riff or hit a groove, and that's what I'm into, capturing that moment when a spontaneous groove comes down. Then, of course, P-funk music being a basic foundation for the music. LA Maggots is the group. LA Maggots Band is a P-funk tribute band. LA Maggots was named of all of us kind of years ago, maybe 20 years ago. Somebody tagged us LA Maggots. I know who that somebody is, but I ain't saying their name. Mr. Daryl Moon, I believe. He tagged me, Lamar, Tally, and I think Brian, when a dude we had met in Vegas, was in the picture, and he called us the LA Maggots. But anyway, so that's the thing, and it's a thing, and I think Clyde Tally even registered a name, LLC'd it or something. He may have that official name as a something. So, you know, y'all know how it goes. Especially being a Parliament Funkadelic with names and who owns this and who owns that. And what is that? What is this? It gets sticky in the music industry and in the industry and anything where money is involved. And I tend to stay away from that. I want to keep it as a hobby and as fun. And if somebody was to probably approach me with a serious opportunity, I would have to really stop and take a look and see if I would want to do it. Because right now, I don't have to compromise. The music I do, I can do it the way I want it and how I want it and no other way. I don't have to do this or do that to appease somebody. Not to appease, as a project for somebody else, somebody paying you, you got to do what, you know, they ask you to do. So, I probably don't get joy out of helping someone fulfill their creative desires. Somewhat I do, but mostly my joy comes from fulfilling my own creative desires. And I have no problem with being the only one who wants to do that. I'm cool. I can get along with just me, myself, and I, and my computers, and my data, and my hard drives, my accumulated video and music resources, and my softwares. I was doing something on the computer yesterday. All right, the Charlie Lake Funk Jam. 6 hours. I recorded 6 hours. So I had 6 hours of video. I had three cameras going. And I had them plugged in to AC, so they had battery. And they're wireless, but I wasn't using them as wireless. I was only using the wireless part to monitor to see if they were still running and what they were shooting. So every now and then I pop in and take a look. On my phone, I can look and see where the cameras is. So I put them on these little clips so I can position them around the yard to shoot, you know, what was going on. I got three cameras. So I had three cameras, 6 hours of video each. And then I also had audio tracks. I have my audio equipment out there. So I got like 5-6 tracks, 6 hours too. So that's a lot of data and a lot of video information stuff that I'm messing around on my computer. And my computer was handling it. I was bopping between programs, video and audio, moving these things around. There was a little bit of hesitancy every now and then, but that's to be expected considering how much, you know, video files I'm moving around inside that program. And I had Cubase running behind it. I had Cubase minimized. It still had its full load program. And I'm running CyberLink PowerDirector, chopping up the video. Then I took, so next would be for me to take the audio I recorded, mix it down, master it, do whatever, and then match it to the video that I recorded. And I can use the video, the audio from the video cameras, which ain't horrid. It's not bad at all. And I had my Tascam DR40, my portable recorder, my portable digital recorder, recording too. So I stacked them all, lined them all up, try to get all the tracks to line, listen to it, mix it a little bit, and was playing with the audio. So, you know, I got a pretty good capture of the whole event. And I got a bunch of events like that. A lot of them, in fact. LA Maggots. And you know, now that I think about it, I'm naming all those people, you know, who have funk jams. I had one. I had one in my apartment. It was like a recording session funk jam. Everybody came over. We had the best time, food, just hung out, sung, recorded. We even made a song. I got a song out of it. Some good tracks, just playing. I got to do something with it. I definitely have tracks for that video. I got to do something with it. I got to do something with it. Like Ponytail say, share. It's not about, I guess that I was thinking. I know what he's saying about sharing, because I got all this video and stuff. Django is another one talking about. I got so much video of him every time he sees me. He's like, when I'm going to get some? And I'll be like, and it's not about sharing. It's about distributing. Distributing. Find a distribution channel or establish protocol. And I actually have it. I got DistroKid. And of course, you got all your SoundClouds and stuff out there. You got stuff out there. It's there. I want to get it in a manufacturing assembly line type process or procedure where I take said content, video, music, audio, and put it in and churn out something. I just want to get into a, for some reason, I want to see myself get into an assembly line like process instead of just taking one and doing it and see what happens. I saw a video yesterday too, from a year ago, and all I'm doing is talking about making videos. I've been working on making videos for so long. It was like last year, I'm testing out microphones. Year before, I'm testing out microphones, saying this is just a test. Blah, blah, blah. You know, funny, some of the video that I shot back then looks better than the stuff I'm shooting now. Not because of the technology or anything, but because of the work I put into it. I put a lot of work into the backgrounds and the effects on some of the stuff I did back then. And I think I'm getting away from that for some reason. Going with more simplistic types things. I don't know, but it's all about the process. It's become about the process with me. But anyhow, yeah, we had a funk jam at my house. And I have recording sessions all the time. I got maybe hundreds of recording sessions of people. And I keep them all. I got them all. So if you ever recorded with me, more than likely, I still got a copy of it. So I'm just accumulating all this stuff. And I have a strong inclination to create an institution because I want it to keep going forever, to create a repository or a distribution or offering where this stuff could be out there for people to get to. And as I said before, I'm not so much worried about how many people get to it, who gets to it. It's more about having the opportunity. Don't let my life go away or whatever without and having this stuff locked up on my computer where nobody can get to it. That's one of my biggest considerations or concerns. All my data being locked up and nobody being able to get to it. In fact, I just got some of my chill ran over my body thinking about it. And I probably will start looking back into making sure people have the information they need to get to my stuff. Even if it's in a crude and elementary way, you got to at least give them an opportunity to get to your stuff. And hopefully they'll figure it out. Whatever you don't lay down explicitly, hopefully they can figure out. But hopefully I'll lay down the stuff that I want explicitly done, save where my, you know, not necessarily where the money's at, property, you know, you need to pay this, you need to pay that kind of stuff. But more, you know, these tracks are here. Make sure, see if this is what program did this, this is how you open that, this is where that is, this is, you know, the video. Probably need to make a journal or index. Yeah, I need to make an index. I need to make an index and publish it. That's what I can do. I can make an index and publish it. That way everybody can see their names and all the data and stuff. And should they want to access or retrieve any of that, there should be a means put in place to do that. Something like that, you know. But anyway, it's just, what we doing out here is good. What we doing out here is good. I don't think, you know, I go back to Ohio and it's kind of nice back there. It's this and that. But, and with the pandemic, you know, things weren't popping off like they were. So, location, location, location didn't mean so much. Because wasn't nothing happening. Because where I'm at, you know, I'm paying some money for a one bedroom. But I'm gladly paying. I'm not complaining. I'm happy. I like the number. I like where I'm at. I feel I got a good deal. Apartment feels safe. Area feels safe. What was I saying? I was talking about spending money. Paying money, paying all this money or something. Oh, moving. Move back to Ohio or someplace else where it's cheaper. And because of the pandemic, location didn't matter. But stuff's starting to jump off and like coming up this month here. 3 P-Funk shows, a 420 Funk Mob show, Funketeers Ball. Well, that's a flight flying somewhere else. There'll be Steeler games. But just in this area. Well, maybe just in this area, two. Well, maybe one thing. Two things. The 420 and the P-Funk at the YouTube Theater. Well, it's that. And it's also living close to an international airport to where I can take public transit. There's public transit back and forth to the airport. It's readily available. And Spirit Airlines has good routes out of LAX. I got a good balance right now. Like I had a good balance when I didn't own a car for 10 years, 10 or so for all those years, and I was renting, and I had a hookup at the Enterprise around the corner from me to where I could just walk over there and grab a car at a super discount because they all knew me. And then their prices went up. And I was like, oh, weekend special went away. I was like, oh, Time to buy one. I'm not paying that much. And the thing, reason I bought a car, it's not so much that I needed a car to go anywhere, whatever, whatever. It's just that on the weekends, even if I got a $9.99 a day, weekend special, I could get a car. And if even if I didn't drive it, just having it, the option was worth $20 a weekend. But now, they went up. See, if I rent a car and I need it, it's okay at $19 a day or something. It was something like that. It went up. If I rent a car, it'd be okay at that low price. But I wasn't paying that much to rent cars and have them sit in my garage and not go nowhere. That would upset me. That would upset me. The way I'm looking at it, paying $60 a weekend, $20 a day for a car, rent a car, if I have something to do, is not a problem. Paying $20 a day for a rental car that just may sit in my parking lot for the whole weekend was the problem. That part is just bugging me. But right now, it's all about having my own vehicle for the last, since 2018, Halloween 2018, and the upcoming road trip. I still love my vehicle. I still love that Jeep. Every time I drive it, I love that Jeep. I drove, like during those rental car periods, my rental car period when I was renting cars, I drove every kind of car. So I know what they all felt like, you know, what I thought about them, how they handled, how I fitted them, how I felt in them. And that Jeep Renegade was the one. I had drove a bigger Jeep, it was too big. I drove a different Jeep, I think the Compass or something, and it was different, it was weird or something. It didn't have the same feel. This Renegade had a feel to it. It was just, I was like, wow. So when it came time to buy one, I walked up the street and bought one. Literally searched the whole country for the best deal. Was looking for 2017s or 2018s. I wanted a late model. Was even going to settle for a 2017. But I found the best deal. Basically, the way I'm telling the story, the best Jeep Renegade deal was right up the street at Russell Westbrook's dealership, which is like literally on my walking route. So I got up the next day, and I called him. I made a quote online. I got a good number. I was like, hell, I'll pay that number, you know, for a brand new car. No negotiating, no talking to nobody. I sent it over. I called him. I said, hey, I want to come in and look at this. He said, okay. So I got up next morning, did my steps as usual. On my way back, went and bought a car. It was cool. I then just drove home. No, I think I had to walk home because they had to do some stuff. I couldn't take it, but I wanted it that day because I think the LA Magus was doing something the next day or something. I wanted my car. I wanted that car. You know how you get it? Get that taste in your mouth for it, and it's like right there, you want it. So I got it. So say all that to say this. Road trip coming up Friday. It's going to be good. I'll take Friday off. Drive to San Diego or Apollo Casino. Hang out there for a little bit. Do some stuff. Now that I think about it, I might work some that day and then take a half a day. Save some of them PTO hours. But we'll see. Drive down there. Do Pete Funk on a Friday, August 12th. Turn around. Think I'm going to leave there. I was either going to get a hotel there or just leave there. Drive to my mother's because it's kind of on the way to Vegas. Stop at my mother's. Crash there. Get up. Going to Vegas. Come think about it. I ain't even got a room in Vegas yet. I don't think. See? All this stuff adds up. You got to remember, I got to make sure I got days off from like for months ahead. I got room reservations, rental cars, travel vouchers. I was just thinking about travel vouchers. I'm like, do I got any travel voucher money on Spirit? And I started thinking about my system and my process to make sure that I note or I can find all my credits for flying and stuff companies owe me. But anyway, so that's gonna be fun. Then drive back from Vegas Sunday. It's gonna be good. It's gonna be good. I'm looking forward to that. Looking forward to the drive. Damn, I just thought about flying. No, I don't want to fly. I don't want to fly. I don't want to fly. Because, hell, flying, get to the airport 2 hours before my flight. In that amount of time, I could drive. Damn near. Kind of, sort of. And I don't mind driving. Driving the vehicle. Music, chilling, you know, across the desert. So that'd be fun. And then come back, P-Funk on the 17th, YouTube Theater, Hollywood Park Casino area, or SoFi Complex. And then 420 Funk Log on the 23rd. Funketeers Ball, September 10th. See, all that's coming up, and it's exciting. And it has to be planned for, orchestrated, and put in place to be executed. My weight is down. My weight was 206 something this morning, which is really low. Or 205, I forget what it was. 206, 205. I think it was 205. So if I lose my 4 pounds that I usually do on these walks, and this feels like a heavily sweated walk, I should lose a bunch. So I could be down in 201. I should definitely be 201 something. And if I act right tonight, and I get up tomorrow on my day off, and I do my morning steps, and then come back and indulge after my morning steps, that would be nice. I was even thinking about getting up early. How about that? Getting up early. Getting out there, getting them done to see how it feels. They have to lengthen the day. Getting up early. Doing it. Doing my steps like a normal a work day. Walking damn near 5 miles. Then come home, eat my regular breakfast. Or eat a small breakfast. And not just start the day in complete indulgence. Because I got ribs in there. I got ribs and wings, brownies. I don't have any shoestring french fries, huh? But I got tortellini. I got stuff. I got stuff. And more, less and less, fast food. I barely even think about fast food anymore. I was thinking Chipotle or maybe Mexican tacos, but I'm more like manwich, getting something to cook. I don't know why. Food is better. I'm just more like into getting something to cook, you know, instead of going to grab a burger, a fat burger, In-N-Out burger. Augusta's fried chicken, that's another thing. It's a totally wholly different story. Anyhow, swinging on y'all 2 times. For me, for the funk, for every elementary particle that has ever existed in any atom in this or any universe that ever was, is, or will be. It's about the totality of it all, y'all. A theory of universe. An hypothesis of all as one. My name is Jeffrey.